The program is called Project Rescue Atlanta and is aimed at preventing gun violence and other crime. Atlanta NAACP President Reverend R.L. White says a local effort is needed after legislation to expand background checks for gun purchases recently failed in the U.S. Senate.
If we can't do it from the national level, we've got to start some grassroots effort to help ourselves, because especially in the African-American community, too many people are being killed, innocent people, random shooting, drive-by shooting, you name it.
White says the NAACP and those it partners with will raise money to purchase guns from local residents.
There are people in the neighborhoods who know where the guns are. Many of them are afraid right now that gun violence is going to hit their homes. They can help us find the guns, and they can help us to take those guns.
White hopes to model its program after a recent gun buyback event held in Los Angeles. During the LA event, more than 1,000 guns were turned in during a single weekend. So far, the NAACP has gained the support of the Fulton County Sheriff's Office, the Atlanta Police Department, and several groups advocating against domestic violence. Ted Jackson is Fulton County Sheriff.
The NAACP, this is their program, but it helps us because if we can do something to prevent violence, it makes us safer not only for the citizens but also for our officers, and plus it might reduce the population in the jail with violent offenders.
Jackson says there will be no questions asked of those turning guns in as part of the program, unless authorities discover they were stolen or used in a crime. The NAACP plans to set a date for the buyback program once it begins meeting with its partners. Michelle Worth, WABE News.